This is the 12:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados records its 18th road fatality for the year so far. The Barbados Road Safety Association is concerned about the number of deaths recorded and urges motorists and pedestrians to be more careful on the nation's roads. The new BDF chief reveals plans for the organization and promises to increase training opportunities for soldiers. Jamaica Police responds to a security threat directed at the private home of Prime Minister Holness, and Lebanon's armies destroying suspicious electronic devices after thousands of pagers and walkie-talkies explode and killed at least 37 people. Good afternoon. I'm Ricardo Roberts. The details to the news just ahead. Residents of Greenfield St. Michael are deeply saddened over the death of 72-year-old Winfield Welch, who tragically lost his life following an accident at Salter's St. George last night. The father of one and former employee of a chicken depot in St. George allegedly crossed the roadway and was involved in a collision with a motor car and was then struck and pinned under a second car. Welch was later extricated by personnel from the Barbados Fire Service and was pronounced dead by a medical doctor. His close friend of 34 years, Esther Padmore, told Starcom Network News she had just returned home from church when she heard the news of his passing.
When I come out from church, I asked my son, like, can I get here yet? He said, no, can I come here? I said, something wrong. But when I hear the news, come to after 8 o'clock, I said, somebody get laid down in Salter's, and I had to pull the body from between the vehicle. I said, oh my God, that is crime, that is crime. And I come out, went up there, and I hear by get this morning about 5 o'clock. I went up there and called. So Roland told me that he in the bed. I said, go and see if he in there wake you up. When Roland went to his bed, Roland come and tell me, and I said, that by God, be killing me, I'm going home and bed and go up by hospital. That's all I know.
No one was at his Roebuck Street home at the time, but other residents say he was a very good man.
He's the type of guy that he'd be so busy helping other people that you don't know if he's happy or not.
The last time I saw him was night before when the match for Barbados and St. Kitts was playing. Yeah, that's the last good memory I have with Clem.
I was home. I'm here this morning. Next boy. Another quarrel, another fight. Humble fellow, man.
Residents at Greenfield, St. Michael. Meantime, Barbados recorded its 18th road fatality after a Christchurch man was also killed along Maxwell Main Road this morning. Police say 22-year-old Ronaldo Daniel of Rollins Road was riding on his motorcycle just around 1 a.m., heading in a westerly direction towards Top Rock when he lost control and was thrown from the motorcycle. Ronaldo Daniel was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital by ambulance, but was pronounced dead while receiving medical treatment. The Barbados Road Safety Association is concerned about the number of road fatalities recorded so far this year. Police say the two recent road fatalities now represent 16 fatal collisions, resulting in 18 deaths. President of the association, Roland Lowe, is urging all road users to be more cautious to reduce the number of accidents and deaths.
It's an unfortunate situation. Fatality has been quite a lot in relation to road fatalities for the year. And we want to urge all motorists and all road users to be careful while on the road, to pay due care and attention, to look out for other persons who are on the road. Do their part. In terms of reducing the amount of passengers that we see on the road fatalities, the pedestrian and the person who is most vulnerable, to take greater duty of care and look out for your own safety. Wear bright clothing, take your time when you're approaching junctions and make sure that the road is clear before you even attempt to cross the road. And sometimes make sure that you make eye contact or you have made some sort of contact with the driver of the vehicle approaching before you attempt to cross the road.
He said they will be working with the Minister of Transport and Works in an effort to reduce the number of accidents.
We want to get our messaging even more clear. I want to take a more aggressive approach to the messaging. The Minister of Transport, we're going to express some concern and express an interest in working together with the association. So I will try to do some more in terms of getting the message over there so that we can reduce the number of accidents on the road and certainly to reduce the number of deaths that we see on the road, because, as we said before, the presence of road safety is everybody's business. It's not just for the road safety association, but it's for all the major stakeholders.
President of the Barbados Road Safety Association, Roland Lowe, in the Lunchtime Edition. Newly appointed Chief of Staff of the Barbados Defence Force, Brigadier Carlos Lovell, has announced plans to strengthen national security and support the country's development goals. Speaking during his inaugural address at the Chains of Command parade yesterday, Brigadier Lovell said that the expansion is necessary to better safeguard the country's national interests.
We have an opportunity to transform this organization. I envisage a force becoming a more agile, more versatile, and more capable military organization, able to better protect our national interests in all domains while maintaining a constant focus on nation building. The BDF of the future must evolve to be fit for purpose to address the current and emerging challenges of a modern, volatile, and complex global security environment, while seeking every opportunity to support the government's pursuit of our sustainability development goals.
He said that training is included in the new strategies to transform the force.
These broad strategic objectives are, firstly, the rapid deployment and development of new and existing operational capabilities in order to better protect our national interests in all domains, in synergy with the Prime Minister's commitment to the expansion of the force and the construction of a state-of-the-art new headquarters. I intend to aggressively pursue training opportunities for our service persons, locally and abroad, to address a number of capability gaps and to simultaneously develop our people. We will seek to phase the implementation and the acquisition of specialist platforms, assets, and equipment in order to build out our engineering capability, our maritime capability, and our emergency healthcare capability.
Newly appointed Chief of Staff of the Barbados Defence Force, Brigadier Carlos Lovell, the Coastal Zone Management Unit and the Department of Emergency have put measures in place to assist vulnerable people during a disaster. This has been done by way of a special presentation to the Barbados Council for the Disabled. President of the Council, Mrs. Patricia Blackman, spoke on the impact of climate change.
We live in a world now where we see the climate change, and it is not a myth to us because we realize how hot we are at times. We realize how the rain is falling, and certainly we are impacted. Hence, we must be prepared. So we really thank you for having aided us in this regard. And let me also say to extend to you best wishes in your work as you continue to safeguard our coastlines, as you continue to communicate with us, and as you continue to prepare us for any eventuality.
President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Patricia Padmore Blackman. The Jamaica Constabulary Force reported yesterday that it had repelled a security threat directed at the private home of Prime Minister Andrew Holness. A large contingent of police personnel was observed in the vicinity of the Prime Minister's St. Andrew residence, and in response to media queries, the JCF issued a statement explaining that the deployment was initiated in response to credible intelligence indicating a legitimate security threat to the Prime Minister and his household. The Constabulary Force said the swift and effective action by the officers successfully repelled this threat, and they will continue to maintain a presence at the location in line with security protocols. Recapping the headlines. Barbados records its 18th road fatality so far this year. The Barbados Road Safety Association, concerned about the number of deaths recorded, and urges motorists and pedestrians to be more careful on the roads. The new BDF chief reveals plans for the organization and promises to increase training opportunities for soldiers. Jamaica police responded to a security threat directed at the private residence of Prime Minister Andrew Holness. And that was the Lunchtime Edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Ricardo Roberts. Good afternoon.
Thank you, Ricardo. the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips, listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.